Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, one, the Prophet's saying, خَالِفُ الْيَهُودَ وَالْمَجُوسُ وَالنَّصَارَى اِعْفُ الْلِحَى. Grow your beard. This is rhetoric. Two, the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to pray in this fashion. He used to prostrate in this fashion. This is a description of his actions. Three, his approvals. So whenever he saw something and he did not comment on it, this meant that this is an approval. Example, the Prophet ﷺ saw a man praying two rak'ahs of sunnah after Fajr, after the congregation was over. He went to him, man was praying, and he said, ﷺ, is Fajr four? The man concluded his prayer quickly because the Prophet was addressing him. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, the iqama was done and I came out of my house not praying the two rak'ah of sunnah, al-Fajr. So I joined you. And after I finish, I'm making up for my sunnah after Fajr. The Prophet did not comment and left, alayhi salatu wasalam. What is this? Approval. So anyone can do the same now. The fourth type of sunnah is descriptive sunnah, which is describing the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, being not tall and not short, and that he was white, alayhi salatu wasalam, that his eyes was this big, his fingers were that big. So the description of the Prophet, alayhi salam, is part of the fourth category of sunnah. So now, we go back to the hadith. Jabir is saying that this was done at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and he did not forbid us. However, did he recommend it? No. Sallallahu ﷺ said, why do some of you make such a thing when he knows that if Allah wants to create it, he would create it. And that is why in another narration, if someone spilled it on a rock, and Allah willed it that this rock would bring this child, the child would grow. Meaning, whether you do it or not, Allah Azza wa Jal's ruling is going to take place. Is it forbidden? Scholars say, this depends. If it's a concubine, if it's a slave woman, then there's nothing wrong in it. If it's a free woman, then it has to be done with her approval. Because this deprives her from enjoying what is halal for her. And this is the most authentic opinion of scholars. And this leads us to contraceptives. What's the ruling on having these pills or any means of preventing pregnancy from taking place? Depends. If it's for a particular period due to a legitimate reason, then this is halal. If it's permanent, then this is haram unless there is legitimate reason. So we open the floor for questions.
Sheikh, as in the previous episodes, we have seen that the ruling, if the man sees the woman having illegal sexual cause, four teenagers should be produced. What in the case if the woman sees her husband doing the same?
Okay, referring to the issue of li'an, if a man sees his wife cheating on him and he is unable to provide four witnesses, Allah tells us in the Quran, if this is the case, that he should testify four times by Allah that he is telling the truth and that she was committing an act of adultery. And the fifth, that the curse of Allah is upon him if he was lying. And to be protected from being punished, she has to testify four times by Allah that he's a liar. And the fifth time, that the wrath and anger of Allah is upon her if he was telling the truth. Now, the brother is asking, what if it's the opposite way around? If the woman comes into the house and finds her husband committing the heinous sin of adultery with another woman, so what could she do? Is it the same thing? And the scholars say it is not the same thing at all. Why? It's the same act, yes. What would happen? The worst thing would happen with a man committing adultery is adultery. But with the woman committing adultery, is conceiving a child that is not her husband, inheritance, mahram, non-mahram relations, issues. For the husband to commit an adultery, this is a major sin. But it falls under the same category of any person seeing another person committing adultery. She has to bring four witnesses. If she fails, she will be flogged. She will be flogged 80 lashes in her back. And therefore, if a sister calls and says, weeping and crying, that her husband was committing adultery on her bed, in her bedroom, in her house, what can she do? I tell her, do not say a single word. Because if you say it, you will be asked to provide the witnesses. And if you don't have witnesses, you will be flogged. Therefore, don't say anything. So what do I do? You either ask for divorce without saying that I saw him commit adultery. You may say that he has relationships with women. This is not adultery. You may say any reason. You may just say, I don't want him. And he would usually not, you know, object after being caught red-handed. He would not object. He would release her peacefully. But she cannot. I hope this answers your question. Yes, Akhi.
Is there an Islamic way of family planning?
Yes. I've stated before that anything that is not harmful is considered to be Islamically acceptable. See, family planning means that you do not have or you do not want to have children in a very short interval. This is acceptable in Islam. But what to use, whether to use the pill, whether to use injections, whether to use other ways and means such as al-azl, all of this is permissible, providing that it is not harmful for the woman or for the man. And there are so many different ways Islamic, I don't think this is the right place to discuss it, but among them there is way that women know depending on the fertilization of the egg. There is a period in a woman's cycle that it is most likely that she cannot conceive. And there is a period that definitely there is much more likely to for her to conceive, so she can time it. And these nights, yes, these nights, no. And other contraceptives as well. And Allah knows best. Yes.
Is abortion allowed?
The question is short and clear. Is abortion allowed? Generally speaking, it is prohibited because it is killing a life. And scholars differ, but not as strong, because they say it is only acceptable if the mother's life is threatened. So we have two evils, killing the pregnancy, aborting it, though it is a living creature with a heart beating and a soul, to save the woman, or leaving the child, and we would lose both. So the majority say it can be compromised because the life of the woman is more important than life of the unborn child. Some scholars say, even in that case, no. Because even if you abort the child, you don't know if the woman would live or not. So leave it to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if they both die, alhamdulillah, this is Allah's will. And if not, then this is again Allah's will. It's an issue of dispute among scholars. So generally speaking, no. Abortion is not permitted. And especially if it is the result of fornication. Boyfriend, girlfriend, she's pregnant, abort. No. You will open the door for all fornicators to do this, and then they have an easy way out, and besides killing a life. Not only that, if a woman was raped and she conceived from the rape, and now she is 4 months or 5 months pregnant, can she abort? And the answer is no. She is not sinful. Does she have any sin upon her? This is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. The child has no burden or sin to be killed, and therefore she must keep it.
Sheikh, my question is based on the answer of the question of this brother. So you said that if a woman is raped and she is not allowed to abort the child, so we know that if the child cannot recognize the father, it is a psychological trauma on his brain. So why can't we abort the child in this case?
What would you choose? Someone to kill you or to live with a psychological trauma? Life is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now the child who is born, don't ever think that he would live in trauma if he has iman and belief. Any person of us has different types of traumas. As long as you have tawakkul, you trust Allah, rely and depend on Him, nothing would harm you. So the implication, the result, the conclusion does not justify going and killing someone, does not allow us to abort a pregnancy that was caused by a criminal. Yet what's the sin and what is the crime of the mother or of the not yet born child? This is nothing to relate, and Allah knows best. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Does Islam encourage more children?
Islam encourages the Muslim families to reproduce. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, marry the woman that is productive, that can bear children. And in another narration, he said, reproduce and have more children, because I will boast with you on the day of judgment. And the Prophet would go to the messengers and say, this is my ummah. So the more you have children, the better it is for a Muslim. Now, do not listen to the people who are saying that there is not enough food, there is not enough water in the world. You have to try to minimize the number. You do not provide. The World Bank does not provide. It is Allah who provides us. It is Allah who created us and provides for us. And having said that, also we would hear people say, no. Having one child in a family and being a good child rather than having 20 and being all bad children. Yes, quality is required. But again, how many families you know who have only one child and he's a brat, he's a bad child, he's spoiled? How many families you know that have like 13 or 15 or 20 children, but mashallah, they're all hafiz of Quran and they're all students of knowledge and they're all good people in the community? So Islam encourages this, and this brings us to the end of our program. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.